Helm Crag. Ascent from Grasmere. 1,100 feet of ascent. 1.5 miles. Please ensure the following before embarking on this walk. That you have the right map, the appropriate Wainwright book, either Wainwright the Podcasts, or the second edition of Book 3, The Central Fells. That you've checked the weather, that you're wearing suitable clothing and footwear, that you're fit enough for the walk, and that somebody knows where you're going, your intended route, and how long you expect to be gone. For more about safety on the fells, please go to www.mountain.rescue.org.uk. Instruction 1. Start of the walk. At the junction of College Street and Broadgate in Grasmere, head up Easedale Road, at the opening opposite Sam Reed Bookseller. You will pass a sign for Berthlip Howe Youth Hostel on the right-hand side, where you should press play again for the next instruction. Helm Crag may well be the best known of all Lakeland fells, and possibly the best known hill in the country. Generations of wagonette and motor coach tourists have been tutored to recognise its appearance in the Grasmere landscape. It is the one feature of their Lakeland tour they hail at sight, and in unison. But the cry on their lips is not Helm Crag, but the Lion and the Lamb, in a variety of dialects. The resemblance of the summit rocks to a lion is so striking that recognition from several viewpoints is instant. Instruction 2. At the sign for Berthlip Howe Youth Hostel. Stay on this road and you will come to a river and a bridge on your left, with Oak Lodge B&B on your immediate right. When you get there, press play. The summit of Helm Crag is altogether a rather weird and fantastic place, well worth not merely a visit, but detailed and leisurely exploration. Indeed, the whole fell, although of small extent, is unusually interesting. Its very appearance is challenging. Its sides are steep, rough and craggy. Its top bristles. It looks irascible, like a shaggy terrier in a company of sleek foxhounds. For all around are loftier and smoother fells, circling the pleasant vale of Grasmere, out of which Helm Crag rises so abruptly. Instruction 3. Opposite Oak Lodge B&B. You should now be near the bridge and the river. On the left, you should be able to see the wooden signpost to Far Easedale, Borrowdale and Helm Crag. Continue straight on past the entrance to Lancrig and a second gate bearing a National Trust sign. Continue along this single-track road towards the magnificent property Little Parrock House, where you can press play again. Helm Crag is not isolated, nor independent of other fells, for it is the termination of a long ridge enclosing Far Easedale in a graceful curve on north and east, rising finally to the rocky peak of Calf Crag. It drains quickly, is dry underfoot, and has no streams worthy of mention. Instruction 4. From Little Parrock House. Go on past Little Parrock House until the road forks and you spot the sign for the footpath to Far Easedale and Helm Crag. Follow this path and go through a wooden gate. When you come to a sign with a yellow arrow for Helm Crag, press play again. Helm Crag is one of the few hills where ascent and descent by the same route is recommended, the new path here being much the best way both up and down. Instruction 5. At the yellow sign for Helm Crag. Turn right where the dry stone walls on either side open out onto the bottom of the fell. Take the left-hand fork onto the fell to join the path uphill. Press play again at the wooden fence platform at the top of this short rise. This is a splendid little climb. If it has a fault, it is that it is too short. But for the evening of the day of arrival in Grasmere on a walking holiday, it is just the thing. An epitome of Lakeland concentrated in the space of 2 hours, and an excellent foretaste of happy days to come. Instruction 6. From the wooden fence platform. From the platform, the path continues up the stone staircase, with the dry stone wall to your right. When the path levels out again, and you've reached a place to catch your breath and take in the view, press play again. If Helm Crag is to be a part only of a day's programme, such as the circuit of Far Easedale or the Greenburn Valley, this route is better reserved for descent, for then the Vale of Grasmere will be directly in view ahead. Tarry long over this exquisite picture of serenity and peace, and memorise it for the long winter of exile. Instruction 7. When you're ready to go on. Follow the new path as it cuts a swathe through the bracken, passing various spots where you may be tempted to sit down and enjoy the views. At a rocky outpost further up this path, away to your left, you can look down and see farm buildings directly below, and a waterfall or fast-flowing beck away to your right. The path now starts to climb steadily up towards the first large cairn. When you get there, press play again. The virtues of Helm Crag have not been lauded enough. It gives an exhilarating little climb, a brief essay in real mountaineering, and, in a region where all is beautiful, it makes a notable contribution to the natural charms and attractions of Grasmere. Instruction 8. From the first large cairn. Continue onwards and upwards, until the path begins to widen to become a grassy channel. This then opens out onto a majestic viewpoint, where you can see the fells opposite, Grasmere and Grasmere Village. Another chance to pause and enjoy the view. When you're ready to start off again, press play. In scenic values, the summits of many high mountains are a disappointment after the long toil of ascent. Yet, when you reach the top of Little Helm Crag, a midget of a mountain, you'll find a remarkable array of rocks, upstanding and fallen, of singular interest and fascinating appearance, that yield a quality of reward out of all proportion to the short and simple climb. Instruction 9. From the viewpoint. Now you're on the final straight. The path rises away to your left up a narrow rocky pathway, heading towards a series of boulders. From here you can look back and see a sliver of Windermere and a glimpse of Coniston Water. Continue now all the way to the top. Press play again at the first significant boulder jutting high out of the ground, which is indeed the Lion. the uppermost inches of Scorfell and Helvellyn and Skiddaw can show nothing like Helm Crag's crown of shattered and petrified stone. Indeed, its highest point, a pinnacle of rock airily thrust out above a dark abyss, is not to be attained by walking, and is brought underfoot only by precarious manoeuvres of the body. This is one of the very few summits in Lakeland reached only by climbing rocks, and it is certainly, but not for that reason alone, one of the very best. Instruction 10. At the Lion. Well done. You are now at the top. Continue playing this podcast for a description of the summit. If you want to hear my final thoughts on the Central Fells at a viewpoint on your way down, pause after I wish you a safe descent. The summit ridge is 250 yards in length and is adorned at each end by fangs of rock overtopping the path. Between these towers there have been others in ages past, but all that remains of them now is a chaos of collapsed boulders, choking a strange depression that extends the full length of the summit on the northeast side. Care is necessary when exploring, especially if the rocks are greasy. There are many good natural shelters here, and some dangerous clefts, and fissures and holes so well protected from the weather that summer flowers are to be found in bloom in their recesses as late as midwinter. Please take care, and have a pleasant and safe descent. From some personal notes in conclusion to the Central Fells. The popular heights above Derwent Water I left until the holiday crowds had all departed from the scene. Alone, what a celestial beauty I found there in the quiet of autumn and the early winter. What rich, warm colour! I walked on golden carpets between golden tapestries, marvelling anew at the supreme craftsmanship that had created so great a loveliness, and at my own good fortune to be in its midst, enjoying a heaven I had done nothing to deserve. One cannot find the words to describe it. Only an inexpressible humility fills the heart. New Year, 1958. For more Wainwright podcasts, visit www.golakes.co.uk. For Wainwright books, it's www.francislincoln.com. For the Wainwright Society, visit www.wainwright.org.uk.